It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Look at stock prices over the last 24 hours, and you do not get a picture of confidence. Stocks fell in the United States, then they dove in Asia, and then they dropped in Europe overnight. Financial stocks led the way down. And it all happened amid a U.S. government effort to prop up two of the biggest financial institutions anywhere. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac buy and sell mortgages and keep the home market moving. And in a moment, we'll ask what investors are thinking now. We begin with the plan to fix the big companies. It comes from the leaders of the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department, and they will both explain today why they want help from Congress. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Writing to the rescue of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae was not on the calendar for Congress this week, but lawmakers appear ready to put the administration's package to prop up the two struggling institutions on the fast track. Congress is being called on to increase Fannie and Freddie's lines of credit by billions of dollars and to allow the government to buy the mortgage giant stock in order to provide more capital. But, says House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank, it's not a bailout.
They're not bailing them out. We believe we are trying to help them cope with an excessive fear in the market that isn't rational. Secondly, we're confident that if we did have to lend them any money, and I hope it wouldn't be called on, it would get paid back. This is not a bailout in that sense.
Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat, says the Fannie Mae Freddie Mac package will be attached to a far-reaching housing bill that was approved by the Senate last week and went back to the House for further modifications. But some lawmakers are already calling for Congress to slow down. Chairman of the Conservative Republican Study Committee, Texas Congressman Jeb Hensarling, sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking for hearings, full debate, and an opportunity to modify the package. That's not likely to happen. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd of Connecticut says he expects some Republicans will object to Congress's interfering with the mortgage market.
We had some who did it already on this housing bill. But what's the alternative? If fear takes over and you end up with runs, the problems will be far more serious than they are today. And it seems to me that we need to get practical and pragmatic and do what's necessary to shore up this economy.
Dodd says the Bush administration must bear some of the blame for the subprime mortgage crisis that's led to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's troubles.
Regrettably, this didn't have to happen. Had this administration had regulators doing their job 4 and 5 years ago, when they should have been on the street, not allowing these institutions to be marketing mortgages, real estate, residential mortgages, that frankly the borrowers were never going to be able to pay, we wouldn't be in this situation.
However, critics have charged Democrats with being overly cozy with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which have showered candidates from both parties with campaign contributions. The housing bill before Congress already contains provisions to put in place a new regulator for Freddie and Fannie, as well as offering a lifeline for qualified homeowners who are in risk of foreclosure. Frank says he expects he and Dodd will work out their differences between the House and Senate bills promptly.
Reconciling the two bills would have been possible even without this crisis, but this crisis gives everybody even more interest in working together. So I think we will have this done. I think the House will send the Senate a version by the end of the week, and it will be on the president's desk by the week after.
That's an optimistic timetable, but with the rescue package's bipartisan support and the urging of the White House, it's one Congress may just meet. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.